What's going on? It's yours truly, Mufasa Fashaw, with another episode of Alphacology. Like I say all the time, we're trying to be the most alpha male versions of ourselves every day, all day. And I like to say all the time, man, I thank everybody for listening, tuning in with me. I've been doing this podcast since 2019. So this ain't nothing old or new, man. I'm about 200 podcast episodes in, 200, 250, who knows, right? Who's counting? But I really like where it's going, and I always bring you guys people I know that's on top of their shit, right? So at the beginning of this, I got my main man Tony. What you want? Mr. Numbers, I like to call him Mr. Numbers. What you go by?
Shit, you can call me Mr. Wilson, TJ Wilson, Tony Wilson. It don't matter, man. I go by many names.
Yeah, so he go by many names, right? And today we were gonna touch on a little topics as far as, you know, how to be the most alpha version of yourself overall, but, you know, dealing with today, something special, because it came across my line. When stuff come across my line, asking how to deal with people, you know, haters, and I have to break it down, because one man was like, how you deal with haters? How you deal with people who was always critical of you? And haters, it boiled down to two things, and they're very different, by the way. And I'll probably break that down in one of my podcasts, but they're either jealous of you or envious of you. All right. Jealousy, they want what you got. Envy, they want to be you, or they think they could be you, but better. with that being said,
good luck filling them motherfucking shoes.
Right.
Fuck that.
So with that being said, you know, when the Most High bless you with gifts, we all have certain gifts. And I might say stuff like, man, I'm jealous of such and such. I really don't mean it, but I'm just like, I like what they got. I wish I had what they got, but I don't hate them for it. I just, hey, use that to your advantage. That's what I don't like when I see somebody that's talented. And like I said before, you got a lot of gifted young brothers out there who, and I see it a lot, especially in sports, they'll be super gifted, but they're so gifted and so much better than everybody else. It's like talent comes with laziness, bro, because you're so good at it. You never had to work hard for it. It just come natural. The only time talent start working hard is when they see other talented individuals working hard. That got more talent than them. That's what really put me on. Even with football, I'm like, God, I'm a good football player, but this guy bigger, faster, stronger, and he working harder.
That's a deadly combination.
So it's either you gonna lay down, you know, like a little pup, or you gonna be that alpha dog. Yeah, all right, I'm gonna get better. I'm gonna get real good at something you ain't good at, right? So that's how I look at opponents and stuff like that. But back to jealousy and envy. Talented people should motivate you, not frustrate you. But I find a lot of times people get frustrated with talented people, and it boils down to two things. You resent them, and it's always going to boil down to jealousy and envy. And I think we all experienced that. I experienced guys that was envious of me or jealous of me. I didn't stick around to find out which is which, but depending on a person's personality, you could tell if they're either jealous of you or envious of you by the personality and the intent and stuff like that. With that being said, most men who have some type of talent and knowledge and wisdom, they will experience things, people and situations where it's a lot of jealousy and envy involved. And I see this with this brother, you know, Mr. Wilson over here. You know what I'm saying? the one that goes by many names, he'll break down some stuff with the numerology, right? And then you'll get guys talking shit about him. And I don't understand. If you don't understand it, why you talk shit about it? Or you wish you were smart enough to understand it, or you wish you could do it yourself, that's why you talk the way you talk, or you have something bad to say. You know what I'm saying? Because it clearly, you know, I don't think people understand. You can't really pull this shit out your ass. You can't sit up here and think about this all day and pull it out your ass. Nah, you just got to know how to put shit together, piece things together, and notice the patterns. And I respect that. You know what I'm saying? Because it takes an alpha male mentality, because everybody, you know, speak against it. And one of the main things I preach on my podcast is, don't care what anybody thinks. You walk in your purpose. If it's your purpose, you walk in it. Never care what anybody got to say about it. You just got to stay consistent, work hard, and perfect your craft. How is somebody going to tell you how to perfect your craft when they ain't never did your craft? That's like me telling a soccer player how to perfect his craft in soccer, and I never played soccer. I don't
know shit about soccer.
I don't know a goddamn thing about soccer. All I can tell a soccer player is, stay in shape.
Exactly.
Stay in shape.
That's it. You know you got to stay in shape to play any sport. So, yeah.
I can't tell you perfect nothing that I don't do.
You can't tell them where they fucking up at or what they need to work on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel with this gematria shit. Boy, you hit that shit on, you hit the nail on the head.
Right, man. Boy. So go ahead and break down some situations where you go through where you experience, you know, jealousy and envy. I don't even want to call them haters.
Well, I'm put it like this, man. When I go home, I got family members that let me know what time it is. You know, it be certain niggas that chill in certain areas. I ain't got to be specific. But anybody that's listening to this podcast know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know, they let me know, you know, when niggas get together and they see my post, they be like, TJ on that bullshit. But they can't never show me where I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? I get a whole breakdown from a numerological standpoint. See, the thing is, what they don't understand is gematria, Freemasons deal with gematria. You feel me? So, and gematria is based in what is known as Kabbalah, okay? Kabbalah is known as Jewish mysticism, okay? It's
witchcraft.
Magic. Exactly.
Right.
So, they talk all day about how the Jews got money, this and that, but it's not every Jew that's fucking with this shit, okay? It's a certain group of Jews,
right,
known as Jesuits, who answer to the Catholic Church, or should I say the Black Pope, okay? So when you put shit in perspective and you understand the order of which things are lined up in, then you have a better understanding of why gematria is so important to the elite, okay? Now, I give an example. All this year, we done had all kind of motherfucking rituals that done took place with black people alone, okay?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now,
man, let me say this real quick.
What's up?
I feel like after 2020, I don't think this shit ever been the same. It ain't never go back to what it was.
And then what's crazy is Kobe died in 2020.
Yeah. Kobe died in 2020. After Kobe died, that shit woke everybody up. And you have to work extra hard to be naive to it, to, you know, play obtuse.
Exactly. You
know what
you gotta
I'm saying?
Play, yeah, to ignore it, to overlook
it. You gotta
work it,
extra,
to
extra
not
hard.
Acknowledge the fucking shit that is obvious, that's sitting right in your face.
Right.
But when you sleep like that, it's easy to ignore it because, you know, it's as far as, you know, people's concerned who are on that same wavelength, all they gonna do is shit on a motherfucker that's trying to bring light to the situation. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easier for them. That shit is easy. To discredit and say a bitch wrong and all that other shit, that's easy. But what's not easy is showing what a motherfucker wrong. You know what I'm saying? That's where it ain't easy. When I come tired, that's why when I'm on Facebook, I post time and time again to show motherfucker how all this shit is a number ritual. From sports and entertainment to politics to just the news in general that's being presented on a daily. All this shit is based on gematria.
Right.
Uh-huh. And they throw it right in your face. And they call it hidden in plain sight. Shit, that's just what the fuck it is.
Yeah, it's what I say. The revolution, what they used to say, the revolution will not be televised.
Yeah.
So if you see it on TV, it ain't real.
For sure.
If you see it on TV, it ain't real.
At all.
At all. You know what I'm saying? I look at it like this. You remember during COVID times, I like to call it COVID time. You get sick with COVID, you can't. You got to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you only got to quarantine for 5 days. Bad. Now they talking about you got to quarantine for a day. That ain't nothing but a cold.
Exactly.
Like, and I remember
Why do you have to quarantine at all?
COVID, nothing but a cold, but nothing but the flu.
Facts.
And... you know, I always feel like certain things they're doing, you got to try to make sense of it and see why they do what they do. Why wouldn't you do what you do? Why wouldn't evil be evil? You know what I mean?
Evil gonna always be just what it is.
It's there for a reason.
Facts.
It's there for you to see.
Motherfucking
and there for you to choose. So when I do check out the, you know, gematria, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I gotta be depending on some of the information you drop, cause then I can make my own perspectives from it. But I never thought it was bullshit. Any person that's always on TV, always famous, I know you had to do something to get there. Not saying you probably had to do something freaky, but you had to make some kind of weird ass sacrifice that you probably don't need it. You had to compromise some kind of morals and values that you ain't need to compromise.
You either had to sacrifice your asshole or a family member. I'm just cutting straight to the chase because that's what it is. Now, you see the whole situation with Meek Mills, right? Motherfucker making posts about him talking about how he fucked Puffy, how when he was in the pool.
Let me get this drink.
He in the pool.
God damn.
He in the pool, Puffy calling him daddy and shit like that. Why you call a nigga younger than you daddy? Ain't no way I never call a nigga younger than me daddy. Nigga, you done fucked that nigga. That's a cold word, bitch. But the nigga that's on what's happening, know what time a nigga can see through that
you
shit.
You heard what my boy said. He said, when Puff invites you to the party, you gotta tell him no.
Damn right. You gotta tell him no. You know what I'm saying? But fuck all the speculation and shit. Let's get into these numbers so the motherfucker can see what the fuck a nigga talking about. Because I'm tired of this. A motherfucker's trying to tell me that I'm just talking shit and, you know, I just pull these numbers out of my ass and, you know, you can just do gematria and line up the numbers how you wanna. That ain't how the shit go. I already said this shit is based in Jewish mysticism, okay? And people in secret societies fuck with it. As a matter of fact, if you look at the emblem on a Freemasonry logo, you see the square and the compass. Those are known as the carpenter's tools. Okay? Well, both of them are mathematics. They deal with mathematics. And then you got a G in the middle. That G can stand for gematria or geometry. But guess what? Gematria is geometry in language. You feel me? So when motherfuckers go to talking that shit, thinking this shit some mumbo jumbo shit, I ignore them and I keep applying pressure with the facts.
I think my grandfather or my father told me this. But he said, it's only two ways to rule the world. It's two type of people that rule the world. People who know how to speak language and people who know how to count numbers.
And gematria deal with both of them. God damn it.
Right. So with that being said, if you ever want to be successful, you got to do one of the two things pretty good. You need to know how to speak, or you need to know how to fucking count. Be good with numbers.
Goddamn right.
Because even if, okay, you want to do tech, that ain't nothing but pure calculation.
Facts.
right? Or you want to be a politician. You know what? You got to speak.
You got to have that mouthpiece.
Right. So, I do encourage all my supporters, men and women, to, you know, figure out which one they're better at. Are you better at counting, calculating, or are you better at talking? Okay. That's the type of shit that'll get you out of, that'll get you out of a bad situation. Knowing how to count and knowing how to talk, that will always get you out of some bad situations and get you into better situations too. All right. Some of the richest men I know are accountants. Also, some of the richest men I know could sell Raid to a bug. So you got to look at it like that, right? And no matter what we do, you follow your purpose, you're going to have to do at least one or the other at some point. And I'm not saying be totally bad at counting and very good at talking. You got to be decent at counting and be decent at the, and be very good at the talking, or decent at very good at the counting and decent at the talking, right? That way you could figure out and, you know, make a journey through life. So that's what I want you guys to understand, right? We all have our strengths and weaknesses. We all have talents that somebody out there is going to be jealous or start, you know, jealous or envious of. And I always say, when more people are jealous and envious of me, that means my talent is showing. My talent is showing. My purpose is showing real well. If you ain't got the people talking about you and what you should be doing, or you don't know what you're doing, I like when people like, man, you don't know what you're doing. All right, then show me. And 9 times out of 10, they can't show you because they don't know what the hell they talking about. So, with that being said, like, because I look at it like this, right? Every man is good at something. And the men that are good at something, they incur at the same thing. If we talking about this alpha male shit, right? And another man got an alpha male podcast.
Don't mean to cut you off, but a real man gonna find his niche.
Right.
So if you find something good at, that you good at, and you find your motherfucking niche.
Right.
We're gonna keep going.
So that's how I want to say. Let's say two men got similar niches. 9 times out of 10, they gonna feed off each other, encourage each other. Right. And then you got that way of, and I say this with the utmost respect to some men, and we have a terrible thing of doing, especially in the black community. We like to tear each other down instead of build each other up, especially if we in the same lane, right? And I always say, it's enough. It's enough supporters. It's enough money.
It's enough going around for everybody.
For everybody. So when you come on here and I hear a man being critical about another man, it makes me want to check this man out. I got to check it out. Let me see. You talking about him too tough, or you talking too much shit about him. This man might have his shit going on, because that's how I look at it.
Usually when they talking about a man, he got his shit together. That's
right.
What it is.
So it's something. Because it's something about that man that makes you insecure, that makes you feel like you have to tear him down. That's a beta male ass move, right? Yes. So you envious, you jealous of him. And I'm now intrigued. It's a lot of cats that came even on my podcast, started listening to my podcast because somebody would hate.
Guess what? And that's how the hoes act the same way. When a nigga bad mouthing another nigga to a hoe, she like, oh damn, that piece. Now all of a sudden that piques her interest.
First of all, let me go and say
you
this.
Know what I'm saying?
If you on, and I call it dirty macking, but never dirty mac. That's some of the lowest shit you could do. Because if you on the phone with a hoe talking about another man, you just put yourself on that level with that hoe, man. Like, you did. You put yourself on the level.
Talking,
whatever woman you talking to, yeah, you just, you pillow talking. Now you on her level. Now whatever respect she had for you is gone subconsciously. Facts. Subconsciously is gone.
Facts.
Now, I don't even like having conversations about other men when a woman bring her up. Like, all right, that's fine, yo. Hey, the man was trying his best, but man, this is what I got over here. I think I'm better than all the rest.
I'm worried about what the fuck I got to offer and what I got to present.
Right.
Why would I down talk another dude to make myself look better? That means I don't have enough attributes to convince you that I'm the nigga to be fucking with. You know what I'm saying? If I got to down talk another nigga to make myself look good, that means I lack something. I don't lack shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. I feel like I go above and beyond a call of duty in every motherfucking department.
Yeah, I don't.
That's what separate me from the average nigga.
You know, that's how I look at it. And yeah, I'm right. And I tell a woman all the time, oh, you think you better than all these men? Yeah, I do. If I wasn't, would you be on the phone with me?
Would you be fucking with me?
Exactly.
Hell no. If you felt like I was a nigga that was one of them average ass niggas that couldn't compete or couldn't measure up, so to speak, you wouldn't even be right now. Even shit, I wouldn't be sucking on your pussy, bitch. The fuck you talking about? I wouldn't be beating your walls down. Come on now. That's how it goes. Come on now. We just keeping it real. But you know, back to this gematria shit, because. You know, it did strike a nerve with me when I went back home and one of my close relatives broke it down to me and told me, you know, you got a lot of hood niggas that talk shit about your posts. And all I'm doing is trying to put them up on game and understand that this shit is bigger than what they see in the hood. Like, this is how we're being seen overall as a collective. And they overlook that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you talking just for example, right? You had your chick. I'm gonna do a little gematria rat shit right quick on the congresswoman from Missouri. Okay, now she did an interview. Her name is Corey Anika some shit. Let me find it right quick because I did a lot of notes and I want to make sure I don't miss on this motherfucker. But
well, let me give you a point of scope. So when you do your podcast. Because you got a lot of notes and you got a lot of stuff that could be like a 3-4 hour podcast.
Right. Well,
I
try
and
to
that
show.
Scene, yeah, you know that, what I'm yeah. You gonna have to. You got to do it in digestible bites. That's what I call it.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Oh okay.
No doubt. So I definitely got that all.
I do look forward to seeing the Kobe series that you were gonna talk about the gematria with.
I'm gonna speak a little bit about Kobe too. But I want to get to this post on the young lady. I think it's on this. Hold on. Here we go. Let me see. She was a Black Lives Matter activist, okay?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
was she one of the founders of Black Lives Matter? Was it? Was she one?
Was, I think she was one of the founders.
One of the three?
Possibility. It's definitely a possibility.
I like to call it Black Lesbians Matter. Cause
yeah, because she definitely was, you know, even though she's married, she got a husband.
Black Lesbians Matter.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, right, she did an interview.
It was very anti.
Anika Bush. Okay?
Anika Bush?
Anika Bush. Right. Her full name is Corey Anika Bush. Okay? And the thing is, she was interviewed about Joe Biden. All right? And they asked her, would she endorse Biden for running a second term? And she avoided the question. She was talking about she got that thing she got to do, all this other stuff. You know what I mean? But on January, they decided to wait on January 30th. Now, the number 30 is a very significant number when it comes to black people, because the number 30 equals nigger in gematria, as well as the number 42.
Mm.
Okay? When you put those numbers together, 30 and 42, it's kind of known as a 30 to 42 shaming ritual. But what they did was the Department of Justice launched an investigation on Corey Bush for allegedly misusing funds to pay her husband for security protection. And she paid him, I think, up to, what, $60,000 in funds. Know what I'm saying? But that 60 grand, if you take out them other three zeros, 60 equals nigger in gematria. So we right back to the word nigger. So it's basically straight up a nigger shaming ritual to make her look bad. Now, she was also born in the year 1976. The number 76 is also significant because the word slave equals 76 in gematria. But her name, Anika Bush, equals 59 in gematria. 59 and 76 both equal slave in gematria. They just did a whole ritual in front of the world. And niggas didn't even catch up on it because they have no clue of what gematria is. And the ones that do know ain't speaking on it. Know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. It's like, how we supposed to progress as a people if we not willing to acknowledge that we are being under attack? Know what I'm saying? This woman is a conqueror's woman. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing, right? She is a Black Lives Matter activist. This investigation was launched 173 days before her birthday. Black Lives Matter equals 173. And yes, they do rituals based on your birthdays. Know what I'm saying? Based on certain dates that you might have accomplished some shit. Just like Carl Weathers, who died on February 4th. Okay, that's a number 24 or 42. 24 is a reflection of 42.
Yeah.
Okay, and he died on February 4th. Now, the biggest movie he was ever in was Rocky, which debuted in 76. They go to numbers 42, 76. And what it was, he's also connected to the number 18, but I ain't going to get into that. You know what I'm saying? I just want to show how in February, so many niggas got fucked up with the number 76. Killer Mike, the same thing. Killer Mike got arrested 76 days before his birthday. And when you do the gematria of his name equals 76 in gematria. I don't know if it's Killer Mike, but 66. The reason why that's significant, because he got arrested on the day of the 66th annual Grammys. Okay? So it's like... And he was another nigga that got on the Bill Maher show. And Bill Maher is a guy who is Jewish, half Jewish and half Catholic. But if motherfuckers know what time it is with the Jesuits, they'll know that the Jesuits ain't nothing but Jews who converted to Catholic, who converted to Catholicism. And they answer to the Pope. Okay? So when Killer Mike got on TV and said he wasn't going to endorse Biden, guess what? He was made a target. So in exchange for them three motherfucking Grammys, he had to get shamed and arrested on February 4th, which could be seen as the fourth day of February, which be another 42 ritual. And I already said, and his birthday was on 420. Ain't no zeros in gematria. So that's another 42. Know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is straight up number rituals. And it happened 76 days before his birthday. You feel me?
I meant to ask you that, too. Every time I see somebody, like, famous, especially a Black man, go to jail.
Oh, it's like, definitely a ritual. It's a shame.
You know
ritual.
What? But you know what else? You got to do the gematria for me on the numbers for Tory Lanez. In that whole case where he...
Next time we do a show, I definitely have some shit for you for that. Because he definitely... And it involved Jay-Z. And I'm going to tell you some funny shit about Jay-Z. Not to get off subject. But we got a number 42. Another 42. You remember when Kanye West talked... When he did that song, Through the Wire. And talked about how he got in that car crash and almost died. He was supposed to die on that day. And guess what? That car crash happened 42 days from Jay-Z's birthday, nigga. 42. Come on, man. How many times 42, 76, 30, 60? All these numbers got to keep popping up dealing with niggas. And Jay-Z is a motherfucking Kabbalist. He deal with the mother. Listen, Rockefeller was the record label he was with. He started with Dame Dash. Okay, Rockefeller. Not Rockefeller. Okay. But the Rockefellers are Jews. And you know... the Rockefellers, they deal with gematria. Okay? That's how they get down. They one of the most richest people in the world. Only the elites deal with gematria. So when I talk about the elites, we talking about rich ass families. We talking about the royal family. We talking about politicians. And we talking about motherfuckers that run NFL and the NBA or any professional sports that involves a shitload of money.
The more I think about it, the more I realize, especially, why would they, and like I said this before on the podcast, why would they put billions of dollars to just chance? Of course it's rigged.
Exactly. Well, they're not going to give $1 billion to a nigga if they know he got the mindset of freeing his people. Because if let's say if he got $1 billion,
there you go.
He not looking to go buy a bunch of glamorous shit to make it look like he the man, he the baller. No, that's life-changing money for a whole nation of fucking people.
Generation.
So let's just think about this. You had a generation of people that just only fuck with their people, and they make it anywhere between 40 and 50 grand a motherfucking year. Bruh, you could do that with $1 billion. You talking about, let me get everybody that want to fuck with me, I'll pay you 40, 50 grand off rip to do what I need you to do. And we ain't even got to fuck with this government. We don't need no stimulus checks. We don't need no favors or none of that shit. Guess what? The minute the government understands that you don't need them no more, bitch, they got to kill you. And don't get it twisted. Them immigrants that's flooding in, that's in, into the United States, is for niggas. Because there's a prominent Jewish woman, I forget her name, but she said that black people, young black people, are a problem to the Jews. Why? Because we come into the understanding and knowing that we are the real Hebrews, or the Ibri, or the ones that crossed over. Because the Jews, Jewish, mean, when you put that ish on it, it means not really what they say it is. They are what is known as converts. They converted to Judaism.
Oh, yeah, I know. You feel me? I know the
so
story.
When you're talking about when black folks, that was a part of our nationality and how we lived. It wasn't nothing we converted to. It was a part of our bloodline and our nationality. It connected us to our genealogy and our name and who we are. Okay? The Jews that who are known as the Johnny Come Lately on the block will want to tell you they closer to God than you are. How the fuck, when the concept of God came from melanated people? You feel me?
Right.
But that'll go over a motherfucker's head, because they are so Europeanized when it comes to their mindset and looking at that Bible. And I'm going to tell you another thing about the number 76. And why the number is so important to them. Because the people that run the world, they use the Bible as their playbook. And when they use the English language, is accredited to the Catholic Church.
But I would, you know, I always see the Bible as a history book.
Oh, it is. But what you got to understand is that Bible they use, it is a Bible. It's not a lot of the scriptures and shit have been misconstrued for a reason. You feel me? They don't go back to the Ethiopian Bible or Bibles that come from our ancestors or motherfuckers that look like us. They can't. They gotta follow the script. It's a script they follow. That is why the number 76 is so significant, because Acts 76. Nigga, right now you Google Acts 76, it's gonna talk about slavery. When you type in slave, either slave or slavery in the gematria calculator, you get 76. Shit, it's all lined up numerically. Every letter has a numerical value. That is what they left out. That is what Freemasons know. Freemasons deal with their science, and the information they deal with comes from Kabbalah. See, and then Kabbalah, motherfuckers who are Kabbalists, you got to go through Rome. When you deal with that occult, esoteric knowledge, all roads lead to Rome, pimp. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but, and then when you see Rome copied off of Kemet
Kemet. They did. But guess what? They leave that out. You know why? Because they run in the world.
But you want to go even deeper, they all copy off of Babylon, Sumer.
Well, Babylon, if you're talking about, Sumerians and Babylon.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? But guess what? All them mother, they do that, and then they cop, but they don't talk about the motherfucker. They leave them out. And they want to believe you go even, they want
this
shit.
But you go even deeper. Where they get all their knowledge from was the Most High's angels or demons. It just depends on
if you're familiar with etymology, you'll know that the word demon actually means divine entity. It don't mean something bad.
Right.
But that shit go too deep for your average Christian to understand.
Yeah.
And nigga ain't saying that. And nigga ain't saying that to not Christians. Because to a motherfucker that know what time it is, they know.
But you know, I believe in the Most High Creator, right?
Mm-hmm.
He created, and I hate to say this, and I always say that, I say he created good and he created evil.
But he said that in the Bible.
Yeah, he created all things.
Mm-hmm.
So everything he created, that's all God's creation, right? But it's up to you. He left you with free will.
You got to make a choice.
To do what you
That's
to
what
do
he gives you. What it's called, free choice. I mean, free will.
All right, you go this route, this is going to be
the consequences. The consequences.
You come this route, this is going to be the consequences. The
consequences
repercussions.
Facts.
Now, the way, the truth, and the light, everybody ain't going to follow the light. And if you think Hollywood going to ever follow the light, you totally mistaken.
That word Hollywood, Hollywood.
But the funny part about this is all the attention and all the social engineering and all the social grooming that TV, entertainment, politics does to our minds and to our souls. It's like it's sucking our life force, our spiritual energy, and what we have a lot of. And
well, that's the purpose, because
but the more knowledge we have, just knowing this stuff, less they could suck from us. You know what I'm saying?
They can't do much. They can't do much of an energy harvest. And I always say,
they energy harvesting. Mm-hmm. But that's where I say you got to protect your alpha energy, right? Your alpha male energy, you got to protect that. But how you going to protect it if you don't know what's
you don't know what to protect.
What's sucking it away from you.
Fact.
You out here getting swallowed up.
Swallowed. Swallowed. Day of the game.
You out here getting swallowed up.
You know what I'm saying? But then
you don't even know.
You ain't got a clue.
And you know, because I get these calls, I get these consultations, and dudes just like, man, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just being such a beta male. I'm being such a simp. You're programmed to be that. You programmed to be a simp. You programmed to crash out for a woman. You programmed to wake up sad and depressed and trying to figure out what you're supposed to do with your life.
And they ain't got a clue because of motherfucker ain't got even told you what time it is because you've been programmed to be a robot.
And then guess what? Then you figure out these numbers and shit start making shits and shit start clicking in your life. And then you try to share that energy and that knowledge with somebody and they tell you you crazy or you don't know what the hell you talking about or you a lunatic. Yeah, it's going to piss you off, but it ain't for everybody. I always say esoteric knowledge ain't for everybody. Yeah, you can put it out there just to find your tribe. Mm-hmm. But once you find your tribe and you find your like-minded people, you'll see how easy your life is.
Facts.
Now you and your like-minded people laughing. You ain't even having conversations like they having conversations. Do you have conversations about Negroes like they have conversations about you? No.
Why?
For what?
They don't believe in. Like when I see a motherfucker trying to do their best for their people, I uplift them. I speak positivity in their life.
You either on my team or you moving on.
Exactly. But I ain't gonna speak negatively of it. I'm just ain't gonna speak on you. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't worth my energy. But I know motherfuckers speak on me in a negative tone because it goes against what they've been believing for the longest. But
man, this
why I keep hitting motherfuckers with the gematria on my Facebook post.
But they gonna get mad because they can't count that.
They can't counter it. They can't fuck with it.
Right. They can't.
But they more comfortable with talking to other folks that feel the same way.
Yeah.
They could shit on me because there's other folks that might feel the same way for whatever reason. I'm not gonna say they jealous. I'm not gonna say I'm that nigga. Right. I ain't gotta say
Yeah, that's like me and you hanging out with a bunch of dudes. They arguing and talking about soccer. I'm going to be lost. Like, who? What team? What did I? Now, we go to somebody and we hanging out with guys and talking about LeBron and MJ. Okay.
It's funny you mentioned LeBron. I ain't finna cut you off. But I got to get this mother shit off.
Hey, what's up with the 40 points?
Because, you know, okay, the nigga just scored 40,000 points. Peep this. Now, going into before he scored 40,000 points, okay, he was 9 points away.
Right.
When he finished the game against Denver, he had 40,017 points, which means he scored 26 points. Now, when I went and read, because I didn't look at the game, you know what I'm saying? The game was kind of late. My ass was in bed. Okay, I woke up, looked at the stats, and the first thing I seen was he scored 26 points in 37 minutes. 26 and 37 immediately put me in the mind of Kobe because 26 and 37, Kobe went down on those numbers. And if you go into a Gematria calculator right now and type in the name Bryant, you will see the numbers 26 and 37. Why is that significant? Because Kobe died on the January 26th and he died 37 years from the date of Bear Bryant's death. Who the guy who won all them motherfucking championships for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But that is how they do their rituals. Those are number rituals based on whether it's on your birthday or whatever you accomplished. Just like Kobe, when he scored them 81 points, it was on his 666th game of his career. And then his last game of his career, he played against the Utah Jazz and he scored, 60 points. But at the same time, in both of those games where he scored 81 and 60, his team scored 41 points, and he died at 41 fucking years old. But a motherfucker want to tell me that's just a coincidence. Bitch, when you say that shit, that mean you don't want to fuck with it, and you so motherfucking scary that you don't really want to get to the bottom of it.
You know what? I got to disagree with you. I don't think they're scary.
Niggas really is scared. I'm going to tell you why.
I know. Let me tell you why I don't think they're scared. Some of them scared, and some of them just don't have, they spiritually dead. So
I can get down with that. I can understand that. But the ones that catch on, they're scared. Okay, they're like, oh shit, this nigga put some shit together. But fuck it, I ain't fucking with it. I ain't trying to go too deep. Fuck it. Because their mind, they've been so programmed to believe that sports is so genuine and so fresh that there's no way that it could be rigged when all this shit is number rituals.
Bro, I always say that they'll rig a high school game if you get the right ref.
If it's big enough. Especially you talking about high school games dealing with two team Catholic teams or Jesuit teams. Yeah, they can do some shit.
They probably ain't gonna rig no regular season game, but
playoffs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I was telling my boy, I said, even it ain't even gotta be, it could just be your local favorite school and an underdog or in a team that the refs don't like. And we always say, don't leave this game in the hands of the refs. Because we know where, you don't think that's rigging? We know how it's going to end. You better jump out on them 14, 21, 28 points so you could get a guaranteed win, right?
Facts.
But if it's close, like especially in basketball, it's a little bit more
funny you mention basketball.
Because guess what? That fourth quarter in a high school basketball game, and it's a 2-point game. You know the ref.
They can sway it easily.
Yeah, it's in the ref hand now.
But if it's Utah about a 15-20-point deficit, it's hard for them to get the other team back in the game.
Yeah,
they try to rig it like that.
Yeah, but guess what? In the NFL, NBA, they rig it like that.
Yeah, but it's funny you mention that. Look, let me hold that thought. When LeBron, he was playing for Cleveland. When he remember they won that motherfucking championship when he came back from being down 3-1. I'm gonna tell you the significance.
What Vegas made so much money.
Vegas did make money, but guess what? Also, there was a ritual that had took place in Game 6, going into Game 7. Cleveland won the game 115 to 101. When you add up the total, that's 216. Cleveland is the 216 area code, bruh. That's how they do shit. They do shit based on area codes, all kind of shit. So you got, okay, so Cleveland won that game, okay, going into Game 7. When they won Game 7 was on the date of the real King James' birthday. Now, why is that significant? Because his son had a military named after the Cavaliers. King James' son had a what is it called bodyguards or military named after the Cavaliers, and LeBron played with the Cavaliers, and he called who the King James. You see how that worked? So that was a whole ritual they did right in our face, and we didn't even recognize. Okay, now this year's finals falls on June 6th. Don't be surprised if you see the Lakers there. Why? Because Lakers equals 66 in Gematria.
They're going to the playoffs.
Not only that, but guess what? Don't nobody want to see the Lakers in a 7-game series. Lakers are deep as fuck. Right now, they just playing their part. Every time LeBron brought a record, the Lakers lost. But you see, LeBron only had 19 points and 11 assists last night. And they won against OKC, who's probably a top 3 seed in the West. Okay? Watch how this shit play out. They're going to get to the finals just like how Kansas City got to the motherfucking in the Super Bowl when motherfuckers didn't see it coming. But guess what? They damn near following the same script as 2020.
Well, yeah, KC about to three-peat.
That's exactly what the fuck they going to do. Kansas City won their first Super Bowl after Kobe died. Kobe was the last athlete to three-peat. He was the last prominent athlete to three-peat in any sport. Okay? Understand that. So then Kansas City wins their first Super Bowl the same year Kobe dies. Lakers win their 17th championship the same year Kobe dies. But they do it 37 weeks. There's that number 37 again. They do it 37 weeks after Kobe died. And the only reason why that happened was because of COVID. Now, peep this. I'm finna fuck your head up. From LeBron's birthday to when the finals was supposed to happen, the year Kobe died was 157 days. Kobe died 157 days after turning 41 years old. 157 is a prime number, and it's the 37th prime number. Look how many 37 rituals they done since then. The Lakers and the Bulls played each other sometime, I think it was either November or December of last year, and it was 37 days to when Kobe, to Kobe's anniversary death. Understand what I'm telling you, bro? When the Lakers won that 17th championship, it was 37 weeks after Kobe died, and it was on what is called Father-Daughter Day. Okay? Didn't Kobe die with his daughter on a helicopter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna take another step further. Kobe died at 41. His daughter died at 13. 41 is the 13th prime number. They do rituals on prime numbers and all, bro. Like, this shit goes way deep. When Freemasons talk about the fact that all is numbers, nigga, that's what it is. All is number. Because every letter has a numerical value. Every word has a numerical value. Every phrase, every sentence has a numerical value.
So, and I understand what you're saying, because it's real simple for us to say, dang, he got to be putting this out of his head. But look at your genetic makeup. Everything got value. Got a value. Everything got a number.
Yeah, there is an organic side to gematria, but you got to understand, when you see who pulling the strings and the shit they doing and the certain numbers that pop up as a result, that's how you know that this shit is being choreographed by the higher-ups.
But,
you know what I'm saying? That's how you know.
I knew something been going on, but I didn't never put it together through the numbers. And heck, even when if I gamble and put in a parlay, I might do some off just my knowledge and some research. Or I might do some off the gematria.
But the gematria hit damn near every time though. It especially do. when I give you well, shit, when I give you my script and what I see, especially on a Thursday night game, what they call 35 Thursday, on damn near every Thursday 35 hit. If 35 hit, 13 hit, or 14 hit. You know what I'm saying? The three numbers damn near hit every fucking Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, you're right, cause yeah, they do that. I don't know if you remember. I think the Dolphins lost 35-10. I forgot to the Titans.
Well, they didn't lose 35-10. They blew a motherfucking three touchdown lead. Well, I'll say, well, no, I don't know if that was that. They blew a big ass lead to the Titans. They blew a
lead though, but
it was on the same week that your boy died, Frank Wycheck.
But
it was that same time when they had them tornadoes in Tennessee. I never in my life
seen a 14. Well, since I've been doing parlays and the money spread, paying attention to the spread, I never seen a 14-point favorite cover they spread ever. That's like
freebie. Nobody size it, so that's like a freebie right there. When big guy free 14 points, okay, bitch, I'm taking the underdog.
Every time, I never seen that. So I don't even think about it. It could be the Kansas City Chiefs playing FAMU Rattlers. If they got a 14-point favorite, now college is a little bit different.
Of course, yeah. I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
They got a 14-point lead. Give me that. That's easy. This the NFL. These boys are professional athletes. If they actually let them play, every game would be close. If they actually let them play.
Oh, yeah, of course. But you saw what happened. But if you've seen in real time, bro, I was posting in real time during that game. The game was undecided. And I said, if I would have known what time it was before this game, I would have told a bit to bet on the Titans. Because the Dolphins wasn't going to cover that 14-point spread, for one. Number two, people didn't realize that two tragedies happened during that weekend. Frank Wycheck had died, and you had them tornadoes hit in certain, I think it was in Nashville, a certain part of Tennessee. It might have been in Nashville, okay? When you have shit like that go down, that work in their favor. Just no different than the New Orleans Saints when they won that motherfucking Super Bowl that year after Katrina hit. That's usually how they work. Think about it. You had Archie Manning's son lose to the Saints. Okay, Archie Manning's son, Peyton Manning's son, lost to the Saints that year, that same year after Katrina hit. The New Orleans Saints won the Super Bowl.
Damn. Yeah, I remember that. Now I was like, yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, that shit was ritualistically done. Just no different than the New England Patriots when they won their first Super Bowl after 9/11. But guess what? The only team they couldn't beat in the Super Bowl was the New York Giants, where 9/11 happened.
Hold on. Let me go and get your predictions for my sports. You say you like the Lakers.
I like the Lakers to get to the finals. I like them to win, though. I like them to get there, though.
And you got the Chiefs for next year.
Got the Chiefs for to three-peat.
I don't see why they can't three-peat. I don't see why they can't three-peat, but I like them three-peat, too. Go ahead, let them get it out of the way, so we can move on.
Yeah, get some other storylines in there that you know.
Because it does get kind of, you got Taylor Swift on their side, it's getting kind of boring. That's all I got. But
as far as baseball, I think they got the Braves and the Dodgers that might look like for the MLB World Series. I haven't really been doing much on baseball, but I did research Chris Mortensen when he died, and he died on March 3rd. And I did his name in Gematria Calculator, and equals 33. March 3rd, 3-3, his name, 33. And I think one of his names, 117, equals Major League Baseball. He died 117 days after his birthday, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? And I think his birthday was on November 7th, which could be written as 11/7, which is another 117. You feel me? I'm just going off the dome. I could look it up right now just to be sure. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to, put no misleading information out there, but I can go to look it up right quick. Hold on.
Go ahead, do that real quick, because we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah, there it is. See?
What it was.
He died 117 days away from his November 7th birthday. And so after his November 7th is 11/7. Okay? And that's a day that could be written 117. Okay? And it was on the 63rd day of the year. And Major League Baseball equals 117 and 63. So let's not get it twisted. Even though they do a lot of rituals with niggas, they do nigga rituals and numbers and shit. They do it with anybody that's in the entertainment industry.
Anybody
who sold they soul.
Yeah, anybody.
But if you're in the entertainment industry and you getting a lot of buzz to some degree, you sold your soul.
You got to.
Exactly.
That's just how, like, you know, and that's why. When your boy Cat said what he said, I'd be like, all right, he kind of lying, because ain't no way you a friend of the Most High and you running around playing in Hollywood and you famous. God don't care about no fame.
Facts.
But see, the thing is, care about no fame.
But see, your boy, he let the cat out of the bag. What's the nigga name, the running back used to play for the Chiefs? You just hang with Jay-Z, man. Larry Johnson.
He okay. Been let the cat.
He broke it down, but listen.
I follow him on Instagram.
The only reason why.
I be sending you some of his stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you sent me some a while back, but I peeped game with what he was talking about. But when what I did was I went and researched what number episode was Cat Williams on when he did with the on the Shay Shay Show, which is 102.
You know they did that on my birthday.
February 2nd?
No, with Cat Williams. That whole episode, it aired on January 3rd.
Yeah, but yeah, January 3rd. But peep this though. But it was the 102nd episode. It was Shay Shay's 102nd total episode. This is why it's significant. 10/2, which is really February 10th. Okay? But it's the 10th day of the second month. Now, if you here, you would write it 2/10 in America. But if you anywhere else, it's 10/2.
Mm.
That they don't tell you that, because in different parts of the world, they write the dates differently.
They do.
Now, 10/2 could be seen as 102. When you type, I think, slavery or slave in a gematria calculator, you get 102. Okay, that is a significant number. And that is the same date that Black History Month was recognized by the federal government, February 10th in 1976. The same number I've been telling you about, what they're talking about with Carl Weathers, right, with your girl Anika Bush.
Yeah, at the beginning.
And with Killer Mike, when they're doing all these rituals. Matter of fact, your boy Daddy, the quarterback for the Chiefs, his dad got arrested. No, I take that back. I'm not him. The dude from Hootie and the Blowfish who got arrested in February. He got arrested 76 days from his birthday. They did a 76 ritual with him. But your boy did. They did a ritual with his dad too. The quarterback for the Chiefs did a ritual with his dad too. He got arrested, I think, on February 2nd. Which could be written as 42. That's the number 42 number.
Okay.
You feel me? But I think it was 76 days. I think it was 76 was tied into that.
All right. So, yeah, we got, you see that time? So, we did our hour in there.
There it is.
But, like I said, like I always say, this not tea, it's protein. And we'll get back with you guys on a later episode, later day. And, y'all have a good old time in this land of Babylon.
Facts. Fact. And the next time they come, they motherfucker nigga.
Have we gonna have more content. But you heard it here first. You see, you got Lakers winning the championship, and you got what's the name? The three-peat, the Chiefs to three-peat. So we gonna see. With that being said, man, peace out.
We out for sure.